Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Where's the beef?
Hey, how you doing?
Hold on to your butt.
Feels like an Arby's snack.
Son of a... That's gonna leave a mark.
Chili, baby back ribs.
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today. Whoopsie!
This is Tom and Jim's Top 5. Naming their top 5 lists on everything pop culture. Celebrating the 90s. Sports, movies, music, and more. They're not authorities. Just grown children. Here's your hosts, Tom Skull and Jim Doubt.
That's actually how I learned how to juggle. But on the flip side of that coin, why I can't have penicillin.
Oh, wow. And penicillin is such a great thing this world provides, you know?
I know, but the dorms at clown school are crazy.
I bet. Yeah. Well, Jim, I think we're recording. I think we're ready to go.
Let's do it.
Yeah, great. Well, hello, everyone. This is Tom and Jim's Top 5. Top 5. I am Tom Skull. This is Tom and Jim's Top 5. I just said that.
Yeah.
Jim, you're there on the phone there. I hear you.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's been a long week. I haven't talked to you much.
I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too. I really did. I didn't have a great day today. I had a great week and a weekend and everything. I had a bummer of a day, and I was just like, you know, I can't wait to get home and talk to Jim.
Tom, I'm putting the coffee on. Tell me stories. What's going on?
All right. Well, nothing. It was a long day. It snowed a lot here in Duluth, Minnesota. Okay, a little backstory here. Weather people here, at least the ones now, they don't really predict the weather very well, I'm going to say. We were supposed to get, like, the storm of the century on Friday. We were recording this on a Tuesday, so last Friday. And we got 0 inches of snow. It didn't snow anywhere in Minnesota. So it was weird. And then Sunday night, we weren't supposed to get any snow. We got 4 inches of snow. And today, we got probably another 4 to 5 inches of snow. And there was no one called for it. Like, we just didn't know what was happening. So they just would not stop snowing. Like, what are they doing?
Well, I also love when they miss a forecast. And then they just say, well, the model I looked at had this happening.
Yeah. Great. Fine.
What happened to you actually predicting a weather pattern?
The model I look at is the little weather app on my iPhone, and that thing does better than the guy on the local NBC station.
That is true.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, but hey, I had a great weekend. We took the family to Nickelodeon Universe!
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. You saw some pictures. I sent them to you.
Yes.
Yes, I even posted them on the Facebook. And, I made sure to not show my family on the Facebook because, you know, I don't need people.
Because they don't want to be seen with you.
Right. That's pretty much it. We had tons of fun. It was cool seeing, because we just did our show on Nickelodeon shows, and so it was kind of cool. Of course, a lot of the rides and stuff there are themed to shows that are currently on or bigger ones, but there was a hidden gem that I found which had a little map, and it showed this little lake and showed where Camp Anawana is and where the Midnight Society meets, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
It's just the whole Nickelodeon universe right there.
Yeah, right in there. No, it was a lot of fun. We had, oh man, I'm worn out though. That kid, my son, he's 4, going on 5 or 35, I don't know, but we ran all over that mall. The Mall of America is a destination now. We didn't do any shopping. We went to Nickelodeon Universe, then there's an aquarium, then there's Crayola Universe there. There's a place you go and, like, do everything with crayons and stuff, which was actually really cool. And, and then there was mini golfing. There was this ride where we went on this ride, and you fly over all the areas of America and stuff. It was crazy. It was like being at Disney World. And I'm tired.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm tired now.
Yeah.
But I did get a chance to sneak away, Jim. When the family fell asleep, I snuck away and saw a live recording of the last podcast on the left. They were in St. Paul, and it was like 11 o'clock at night showing, which that's like 2 hours past my bedtime. And
but for anybody who well, obviously, if you're listening to this, you listen to at least a podcast,
right?
But add one more to your list. It's called The Last Podcast on the Left.
Oh my God!
And it is the funniest hour of my week. I started listening to this one randomly, and I remember asking Tom, you when you were on when you were on your route, if you listened to The Last Podcast on the Left, and I remember your response to me was, I don't like politics.
Right. Because I thought, well,
a political podcast.
Right.
Very, very funny podcast.
Yeah, it's not a, because you know, when people use the words left and right now, it's just, it just makes me shake and get upset and I don't know what to do, and I could run and hide in the corner and piss myself. But, but it's not a, it's a horror, like, podcast. They talk about scary stories or true stories, such as like the Chupacabra or the Menendez brothers killing
Jack the Ripper,
which that was one of their latest ones, and oh my God, it's so funny. It's these three guys, and I mean, just check them out. I won't do their introduction justice, but I got to meet all three of them. I got a picture with Henry, who was mine and yours favorite, because he does all the funny voices and stuff, and it was really weird. For those of you who don't know, I'm a very short person. I'm only about 5'6", 5'7", with heels, but 5'6", and so is Henry, and Henry's actually shorter than me. So it was really weird. I'm used to taking pictures with people, and they're always taller than me, and I was like, this is cool. And so he just made me feel like I could be somebody someday.
I dream big. I listened to the last one. It was a live show they did in Chicago, and because of that, I didn't know that the guy you were talking about, Henry Zebrowski, was in the sitcom A to Z on ABC. I think it was ABC a couple years ago. I watched every episode of that and didn't realize that was the same person.
Yeah, they've all done a little, you know, a little something here and there. Now they're just like podcast megastars, and they do a couple other ones too, together, and sometimes they do them on their own and stuff. But my gosh, it is funny. They did talk about the Texas Chupacabra. They talked about the Tall Whites, which was like a kind of alien type thing. They talked about, and then of course they were here in Minnesota, so they had to talk about the Weepy Killer. And I don't know if you ever looked him up, and I've actually known this story before, but he was in Minnesota, 70s and 80s, and he would kill people, and then he would call the police and would be weeping, wailing, telling, you know, confessing that he did this. He called him from a payphone, but he was crying, and they have all the recordings, and it's really, really awkward to hear this grown man crying about why he had to kill this person. And then they talked. Then they talked about OJ, and they had an interesting theory linking OJ and the movies, the Naked Gun movies, on why. Anyway, it was awesome. I don't think they're gonna release that one. I think I don't know if they record that and release it. I didn't listen to Live Chicago one because I didn't want my experience to be ruined. But I think it was a different. They did different stories. I'm not sure, but anyway, it was a lot of fun. I got to go with my friend Matt, who I bought two tickets, and I told my wife about it, and she's like, "I'm not going to that." And I'm like, "Oh," I'm like, "Well, Jim's not gonna fly in. I'll ask Matt," because my friend Matt listens to him all too, and so we got to go, and it was so much fun. And it was so cool to meet other people that listen to podcasts and like love them. Sometimes you feel like you're the only one, because you listen to them by yourself and stuff, but they're all like, "Oh, what's your favorite episode? What's this?" You know, and I got a picture with Henry. I tweeted it, and he liked my tweet, and so my life is complete.
As it should be.
Yes. Oh, Jim. Well, good to see you. What is going on with you, huh?
Not a whole lot. I went to an amusement park this weekend myself, an amusement park for adults called Costco.
Really?
We got Costco memberships this weekend, and
if
you have not been to a Costco, it is incredible.
We have Costco's in Minnesota, and we do have one in Duluth, but we go to Sam's Club.
A lot of people choose Sam's over Costco.
Yeah.
I think Sam's is a little more accessible, but Costco is fantastic.
Yeah,
really fantastic.
Great. Did you get a 5-pound jar of olives?
We got a 72-pack of K cups.
Right, because you need those.
Yeah. The thing I'm most interested in with Costco is their house brand, Kirkland house brand.
Yeah.
What they do, they'll find a small company with a really good product, and then pay them to basically make a division of their product for Costco.
Cool.
So,
cool.
If you own a small chocolate company, for instance, in Colorado, they may ask you to make more of your product for them to sell wholesale at a much cheaper price, because they only do 13% markup.
Wow.
So I was looking into this on their alcohol portion.
Right.
And
I mean, you got to do your research.
Well, yeah, of course. I did, Tom, you'd be proud of me with my research on this one, because I was trying to find out what actual liquor brands are the Costco brands. And because there's a lot of stuff that it's Grey Goose, is their vodka. You can get them for 18 or 20 bucks a fifth. So for Grey Goose, that's an amazing price. So I was trying to find this out. And so what I actually did, because there's a lot of stuff online about it, Tom, I went to the actual ATF registry and found whatever the plural for license is.
I think it's LICI.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
What they actually are and who distributes them and stuff like that. So,
really?
And actually, one of their ales is Stephen Point. One of their ales.
Ooh, that's near. That's yeah. In Wisconsin, not too far from me.
Yeah.
Point.
So yeah, I was just looking up what distilleries and breweries and stuff make their product. But and then I also found out that I can't buy any of it anyway because of the crappy alcohol laws in Ohio. I can't find liquor in a Costco anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh well, sorry. You should come to Minnesota. You can't. Minnesota has some weird laws too. But I'm right on the border near Wisconsin, and you can buy liquor there all the time. So that's
you
nice.
Can buy liquor and fireworks, I think. In the same store.
Yes.
In Wisconsin.
Yes, it's actually
and
recommended.
Cheese.
It's accurate.
Yeah.
And actually, people like to just light them off right in the store.
in empty bottles.
Right. Well, yeah. Look, yeah, they're not full bottles.
Well,
not anymore, anyway.
Touché.
Hello.
So, Thomas, we have a long show ahead of us today, so
yeah.
we gotta get to the point here. We're doubling up today and trying not to do two episodes. Double it up, no pun intended. We are doing our top crushes, guys and girls. So we've got 10 to go through on each side here.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
So we got I don't have a lot of notes and research on these people because most everyone knows who a lot of them are anyway, but we also have a lot to get through.
Yeah, but before, can I just say one thing before we do that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, great. We got a few comments in over the last week on some of our shows, and I wanted to read them, if that's okay.
I don't think I have a choice. Let's
no, you don't.
On.
You don't. You just got to sit there. A listener named Kelly said that she was she's referring to our last episode of Nickelodeon shows. Says that listener Katie, slightly upset that Are You Afraid of the Dark was not your number one, referring to my number one my list.
Thank you, Katie.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes. So I'm sorry. Yeah, I understand. But she did say, "Hey, I also listen while I'm walking on my lunch break. I had to keep coughing so people wouldn't laugh at me because I was literally laughing out loud every 5 minutes." So, so yeah. So that's thanks, Katie, for that. Listener Kelly said that thanks me again for the use of shit sandwich, which I'll throw in here again for that. She said it never gets old. Very excited to hear about my weekend at Mall of America, which we already talked about, so hopefully she listened to that. Listener Tony says, nice job on the podcast. The songs were really good touch. Got them stuck in my head big time. Also says Ren and Stimpy is his number one, and he said the wrestling episode absolutely killed him. So,
That's a great episode.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then our friend Rob, who you hear his beautiful voice off the top, I told him I'm going to say this on our show because it was funny. He's behind. He was listening to our After School Snacks episode. And he said, Teddy Grahams, really, Tom? That's pretty weak. He said, the list begins and ends with ding-dongs. He goes, a ham and cheese hot pocket followed by a ding-dong, afternoon complete. And then he says, might be the first time I've typed the word dong on my phone, and it won't be the last. So I want everyone to know what kind of man he is. So, yeah. So, no, thank you, everyone, for listening. I still can't believe people listen. But if you do want to, like, you can comment to us all the time. You can email us at tomandjimstop5@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we love the comments, and we'll read them on air as long as you're not telling us to F off or anything.
Yeah, I had a couple here from Neil, who texted me and said he was listening to our Nick shows, and he was loving it. He was singing the Shalooier Shorts theme song to his son,
nice,
who was not enjoying that.
What?
And he said Pete and Pete is his number one.
Nice.
And he used to have a theme song about Polaris that we were talking about and used to listen to it in college all the time. And he also was listening to our snacks episode and said that he's going to try submerging them, the Oreos and milk that I had recommended. And also my friend Tom is a religious listener and usually listens to us at about 8 o'clock the next morning after you get done editing and posting.
Yeah, he reached out to me today wondering where our show was. We are recording a day later than normal because Big Jimmy Ball Game there went to the Cleveland Cavaliers game.
I got tickets to the Cavaliers game last night, so I went to that instead of reporting the podcast.
Did you saw LeBron James?
I did see LeBron James. He was on the basketball court playing the game.
Is LeBron James going to make your list of top crushes?
No.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Let's move on to our list.
I have a bone to pick with LeBron James. That's for a different show.
Oh, okay. Well, plowing ahead. All right. Well, I think it would be good. Let's start with our top female celebrity crushes.
Okay.
So you go first, Jim. You're number
okay.
five.
This was very, very difficult. I've got a list of about 20 here that didn't make. I basically structured this like an NCAA basketball bracket.
Ooh,
and
I like
just
that.
Kept knocking them off until somebody won. My number five is a very cute girl.
Oh, so she's your Gonzaga in this.
Yeah, she is my Gonzaga.
Okay, got it.
She's very cute.
Uh-huh.
She is 31-year-old Anna Kendrick.
Ooh.
Anna Kendrick.
Ooh, I like her.
Is my number five.
She is hilarious.
She is a very cute girl.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not like the I don't know, absolutely gorgeous girl. I put her in a very cute category, but why she makes my list is because she's very, very smart, very funny. She is hilarious on Twitter, if you follow her on Twitter.
Yeah.
She was in famous for more like the Twilight. I think she became famous for Twilight. She was an Academy Award nominee for Up in the Air, which is one of my favorite movies.
Ooh.
She was in the Pitch Perfect movies, which are very, very funny.
Yes.
And she just wrote a book called Scrappy Little Nobody. She was also in one of my favorite comic book series and favorite movies, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
But on Twitter, I just jotted down a couple of her tweets because they're very, very funny. One of my favorites, which I've felt many times, is just, oh my God, I just realized I'm stuck with myself my whole life.
That's a good
also,
one.
Also, I like my men like I like my coffee.
Yeah.
Silent.
Ooh.
I also like my coffee silent, so
yes.
I can relate to that.
You posted a picture on Instagram with a coffee cup, and it just basically said there's probably, most likely there's, what did it say? You say it. I'll screw it up.
Let me pull it out here real quick if I can find that coffee mug. It's from a distillery in my hometown called Mississippi River Distillery. And the backside of it says, there's a good chance this isn't coffee.
Perfect.
Yes.
Anyway, I interrupted. Please continue.
No. And the last tweet I had that she wrote, it says, and I can also relate to this, yes, of course I got your text. I'm just ignoring it. Don't make it weird.
Nice.
Yeah. No, she just cracks me up. Whenever she's on a late night show, I try to see it, whether it's like Kimmel or Fallon or whatever. She's always really funny, and that's why she makes my list.
Good, good way to start off strong, Jim.
Thank you, thank you.
And I base this list, and people are probably like, "Oh, she's not hot or anything." No, I'm not basing these, the men or the women, on hot factor. These are people I want to hang out with, and or made me feel something funny in high school. But other than that,
like climbing the rope in gym class, funny.
Exactly.
Yeah,
great.
I would say out of anybody on my list, maybe my number one. But besides my number one, I would rather hang out with Anna Kendrick. Like she's somebody I'd want to get a beer with for sure.
Oh, definitely, and she might drink you under the table. So,
I would hope so.
Yeah. Well, let's. Okay, so my number five. And for a while, this was my, like, she was up towards the top of any list if someone asked me who I got a crush on. But she's kind of fallen down because nothing bad, but just I was thinking about other ones and I had to do an overall, like, which ones I maybe liked when I was younger. But this one right now is 32-year-old from New York, New York, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
Is that a bad O?
I should have prefaced this entire show with I hope you don't have Scarlett Johansson on your list.
Yeah, she's on my list.
No, she's on everybody's list, and,
I know,
and that's not
I know.
A knock against you. She's everyone.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, she's
reason.
Yeah, she's on a lot of lists. But you know, I like her. I like the movies. You know what? It's the Iron Man movies and the Avengers movies and stuff that. She looks good. She looks good. So. No, she is on everyone's list. She's twice chosen as the sexiest woman alive by over the last 10, 15 years. You know, little fun facts I found about her. She says her only vice is cheese, and that would be mine, besides beer and a bunch of other vices. But I really like cheese. So
I love cheese.
That's something we could talk about if we hung out. She actually would never have been Black Widow in the Avengers movies because Emily Blunt, who might be on your list, was going to be that, and she dropped out, thank God, because I think she looks pretty good as Black Widow. her favorite movie is Heat, which is a great movie. Not the new one. the one with Al Pacino or whatever. So
yeah, Val Kilmer, Al Pacino.
Not the one with whatever. Cool thing to know if we're ever hanging out, don't ever call her ScarJo, like the celebrity play, gossip thing. She does not like ScarJo. Don't call her that. And she has a morbid fear of birds and cockroaches.
Of what?
Birds and cockroaches. Two things she does not like.
Oh, okay. I thought you said tacos, which
would she'd be out of here.
No.
I mean, tacos may be the third and fourth reason I married my wife, because she likes tacos so much. So, yeah.
When you came to see me in Phoenix, I picked you up at the airport, and the first thing was, where can we get tacos?
Right. We were in Phoenix, 4 days? We ate at tacos 5 times. So, we love tacos.
I had tacos at my wedding.
Yes, that was one of the times that we ate tacos. Yeah. Yeah, I know she's on everyone's list. Maybe that's why she bumped down a little bit. But she is on everyone's list. But she, I like her. I think. Oh, one cool thing. She's in the movie. He's Just Not That Into You from 2009. Well,
yeah.
During the in the United Kingdom, they did the premiere over in the UK someone bid £20,000 British pounds, which forget what that is now with U.S. dollars, to benefit Oxfam. She benefits Oxfam, which is a thing she sponsors. I forget exactly what Oxfam is. But the guy bid £20,000 to win a pair of tickets to accompany Johansson to the world premiere, but they could only be on a 20-minute date. Like, he got to pay $20,000 to basically be there with her for 20 minutes, and then he had to leave. It's like, all right, get out of here. So. But yeah, she's on my list, and sorry for the groan there, Jim. I hope the list gets better for you.
For some reason, I don't know why, I just, something about Scarlett Johansson, I don't like her movies. Something about her. I don't know.
All her movies, not my favorites. Some of them I do like her in, but not all of them. So Lost in Translation, though, is pretty good.
Oh.
All right, let's move on. Jim's upset. All right, let's go to number four.
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, let's go to number four.
Okay, I'll go with my number four. Now, this is one I had to go back into my high school days. Not sure if I would like to hang out with this person so much now. Maybe I would. I mean, I don't know. She seems to have gotten her life back on track. Had a little mishap there for a while. But this person comes from Macomb, Mississippi. Britney Spears.
Wow.
Yes, I'm a big fan. And I think Britney Spears would make my wife's list as well. Because she loves Britney Spears.
But, like Britney Spears circa Hit Me Baby One More Time,
yeah.
Britney Spears?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because that came out. Okay. And I'm like, there's no girls in my school that would dance like that. You know?
No.
But she was cute as a button then in those videos, you know? The song was cool. I'm not going to sit here and tell you she's the best singer, the best anything, but I liked her. I think she's great. Yeah, she had a little trouble there with shaving her head and all that stuff, but it seems like she's got her life back on track.
Who doesn't?
Well, I know. Who doesn't shave their head and go on Xanax for a while? I mean, who doesn't do that?
I mean, if I counted the number of times I flashed TMZ in a skirt.
Right.
Come on.
Oh,
we were all in college.
Yeah.
Fine.
But Jim, this is a family show. So, I lost my train of thought because I just thought of you flashing your skirt.
You thought of that picture?
Yes.
It's out there floating around?
Yeah. It's a good picture of you, Jim. Missed the highlights. I really missed the highlights in your hair. You should go back to that.
What?
Don't go there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you saw the writing on the wall.
Anyway, back to Britney Spears. At age 18, became the youngest person in history to host and be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. Two more times. She sold over 100 million albums worldwide.
Hit Me Baby Two More Times.
Oh, Two More Times. She is one of the best-selling American recording artists. Speaking of Twitter, this is why I want to hang out with her. I'm going to ask her. She is one of the most popular people on Twitter, having over 5.2 million followers at one time. And I think we're up to 15, maybe? 15?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I'd like to figure out what her secret is. It could be the fact that she's famous, but we're getting there. She's over 10 million. She's over one of the top Twitter followers, or top Twitter people that have the most followers next to... up there with her is like some Lady Gaga, Barack Obama, and Kim Kardashian, but no one cares about her. So, yeah. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I was in Las Vegas with my friend. It was my 21st birthday. December 28th. And then I was told for the strip for New Year's. And it was the year that she got married in Vegas on New Year's Eve and then had it annulled like 7 hours later.
Oh, yeah, that was an interesting time.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that was around, that was like just before she really went off the deep end. And then my other Britney Spears story is that one year I was working at, and the sales department came to me and they're like, hey, Britney's in town tonight and we have these extra tickets. I was like, kind of. So I took these free tickets to the Britney Spears concert. It was when she was doing her circus tour, and it was actually one of the coolest concerts I've ever seen. The whole thing was just one giant circus. It was actually really awesome.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I've won for Christmas one year. Bought my wife Britney Spears tickets. She came to Minneapolis, and I chose not to go with her because I did the whole like, no, I'm a guy, I don't want to go to that, you know. I'm cool. So she went with a friend of ours, a gay guy friend of ours, and he absolutely loved the concert. He loved Britney Spears. I'm like, go with him. He would love it. I'll go across the street at the bar, get extremely drunk. But my wife, was so in awe of being in the concert with her. She broke down in tears and said, "I can't believe I'm in the same room as Britney Spears." And yeah, she talks about it to this day. She absolutely loved that concert, and I believe it was the same tour, circus tour.
So. Yeah, it was an awesome concert. Unlike you, I did take the tickets and I did go to the show.
Yeah,
with my two of us both went, and it was pretty good.
Well, good, pretty good, awesome. Good. So yeah. Anyway, Jim, that's my number four, Britney Spears. Yeah. I liked her. I even had the CD. I had that "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time" CD, and I wasn't afraid to have that in my Ford Ranger pulling up to school, and blaring that. Really wasn't. It's good. Anyway, so go ahead. Yeah,
I think you've taken your top five as like, kind of a historical anybody, you know, like Britney Spears, who you liked in high school, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
On my list, I've always kept, like, a mental, like, top three.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I just kind of updated that. Like, some of them who were always in the top of my list didn't quite make the cut, and
right.
I just kind of added new people who have merged and kind of balanced it out that way, I guess.
Right.
But there's one coming up who's always been on my list. It's not my number four, though. But
right.
I just kind of, I guess mine has been updated through the years.
No. But mine are, yeah, they could be people from when I was younger or whatever, but I still want to hang out. I still have a crush on these people. So, does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Well, what's your number four?
Okay. My number four, she is 26 years old,
mm-hmm.
and she stars as Hayley Dunphy on Modern Family.
Oh!
Sarah Hyland.
Oh, yeah, she's a cutie.
She is just adorable. She gets mistaken for Mila Kunis quite a bit, which I can see. But I think she is cuter than Mila Kunis, which people may disagree with me, and that is fine. Mila
Ooh.
Kunis is my wife's number one.
Okay.
She adores her, so that is perfectly acceptable. I just like Sarah Hyland. Her first role was Howard Stern's daughter in Private Parts.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she's been in, obviously, Modern Family took off. She's done a couple movies since then. She was on, I watched a scary movie with her on Netflix called Satanic. It was mediocre. And then she was in one called XOXO. It was a Netflix movie that I didn't make it all the way through. But she's popping up in different things. She did an Olive Garden commercial one time I saw her in.
I do remember that.
You remember? She
yes.
It was like the first or second year of Modern Family.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a girl in Modern Family, but... Yeah. That she's my number four. I don't have a whole lot on her. She hasn't been around for very long, but
right.
I just think she's adorable.
No, she is. And she's funny on the show. You know, and that that show is hilarious. That show's got some awesome writers and stuff, but she's good. She plays that role extremely well. So, no, good pick, Jim. That's a good pick.
Kind of a sidebar to Modern Family, the other girl who's in it, Alex.
Yeah.
The smart one. Have you seen her in real life?
Yeah.
She likes to wear very little clothing, and she's covered in tattoos.
Yeah, she's got, like, what's the one that went nuts? Like, Lindsay Lohan, or the girl who played Alex Mack. Like, you know, they're on the same path. Like, there's something going to happen here with these people.
It's weird. As we're talking, I can hear people's keyboards Googling images of her, right? That's really weird how that happened, but...
If you're at work, be careful what you're looking
yeah.
at.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking to me. I saw her on I don't know, like a Yahoo thing. She came up and just covered in tattoos, and she does a show. They have to make up over all her arms and stuff.
Yeah, there's also, we don't talk about her because she's not on my list, and I assume she's not on yours, but I think she like divorced herself from her parents and stuff, so there's some issues there. There's some issues there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Hollywood, you know. Well, good.
I do all too well.
Yeah, I know. Well, good. Well, let's move on to number three, because we got a whole other list to get to after this one.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, so you're number three, Jimbo.
My number three was my number one for many, many, many years. But I bumped her down very recently for a couple other people. But Megan Fox is my number three. And
oh, God. Finally, something that you and my wife would disagree with. She can't stand her. So now I get to tell her, because she's always like, Jim and I have so much in common. Now I get to tell her this.
She does not like Megan Fox.
No, and I don't either, okay. Actually. So she's not on my list.
I remember seeing her on Confessions of a Drama Queen, and she was like 18 or 19, and I remember, and I was only like 22, and I remember seeing her, and I was just like, who in the world is that girl? And then she came up in Transformers in 2007, and from then on, she was like number one for probably 5-6 years. Love Megan Fox, and I don't care how crazy she is. I don't care that she married Brian Austin Green. I don't care that she has, I love tattoos, but I don't care that she has really stupid tattoos. I think she's getting them removed. She's amazing to me. If you haven't seen Jennifer's Body,
Yeah, I haven't seen it. You've told me that it's actually more of a comedy.
Yeah, it was written by Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno.
Yeah.
So if you like the humor that comes along with that, like dark, sarcastic humor, put that in a horror movie and you get Jennifer's Body. It's really funny. She was in This Is 40, the Judd Apatow movie. She did April O'Neil and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is a travesty. And I love Megan Fox. She would probably still be my number one if these other two didn't come out of nowhere. So
I just think, I look at Megan Fox and I just think she's dirty. And I don't mean that like in a sexual way. That's like, she needs to take a shower. Like, someone needs, what is wrong with
her? That's just how Michael Bay does his movies. It's just the Michael Bay thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Moving on. I'm upset. All right. All right. Are you done with Megan Fox? Get her out.
No, never.
Get her out of my house. No, I have to go upstairs. After this podcast, I'm going to finish this up. I'm going to go upstairs, and my wife's going to go, what was Jim's five? And I don't want to tell her, because I don't want her to be upset with you.
Well, you can't lie to your wife, Tommy.
I don't lie to my wife. I will not lie to her. I will tell her.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay, we're moving on. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Okay. I'm secure with my decision.
All right. My number three is another one that I liked when I was younger. But I still like her. I think she's adorable. I think she's funny. I like the stuff that she's in. And it is Clarissa Explains It All herself, Melissa Joan Hart.
Wow.
Now, we alluded to this on the last show, how much I like, you know, I was a Clarissa girl. I was a Clarissa girl. And you were an Alex Mack girl.
I was an Alex Mack girl.
Right. Yep. But I love Melissa Joan Hart. And it started there, and it went to Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, which I thought she was a fun show, you know. And it was her role. There was a movie out there. It wasn't that good. I think it's good. Anyway, it came out in high school. Drive Me Crazy. And it was based. They used the song, the Britney Spears song, evidently. Drive Me Crazy in the movie, but she was a high school girl, and it was I just thought she was super cute in the movie, and I think she seems really fun to hang out with. And there's a movie my wife and I watch every year at Christmas. You know, you can go on Netflix and watch all the Christmas movies, and it's like these Hallmark ones, and it's called Holiday in Handcuffs and she's in it with Mario Lopez, and It's stupid. It's a stupid Hallmark type Christmas movie, but I think she's adorable in it, and she's funny, and she's still cute. She seems to be a great mom. She's got three boys, she loves snowboarding, hockey, watching TV, especially basketball. We differ there. I'd watch a baseball game over basketball, but we'd work through that.
You hate hockey, right?
I absolutely hate hockey, but to hang out with her, I would accept it. But she plays the guitar and the flute. There's a combo, huh? And she enjoys the paint. One of her childhood friends is Punky Brewster. Soleil Moon Frye, yes. But yeah, she's actually a pretty big Republican. That could be an issue for me, just because I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. I just don't want to talk about it. So, she actually auditioned. And I think you made a joke about this in one of our last shows. She auditioned for a role in the movie Eyes Wide Shut.
Did she really?
She did. I don't know what role it was or anything. She didn't get it. Obviously, she's not in that movie. But one thing that I don't know if people know, she has a lazy eyelid. And it's not noticeable, but she doesn't open her right eye as wide as her left. But I think it adds a little character.
So is that why she didn't get the role in the movie?
I'm not going to go there because someone, you know, is going to be upset we said something mean, and I'm not even going to say anything. Anyway, I think she's adorable. She's great. She's a little older than me. I like that. So she knows, you know, she can deal with, she'll have to deal with my, you know, my immaturity a little bit. But I think she'll know how to do it.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah, I'm good.
Right. Anyway, Melissa Joan Hart, she's adorable.
She is adorable. American sweetheart.
Yes, yes. All right. You did your number 3. You're number 2, right?
Yeah.
All right. My number 2? Yeah. My number 2. All right. Okay, this one.
You're
okay.
Number 2.
I'm going. Now I'm back into the modern times, okay? So, my number 2 is a beautiful little blonde who is in one of our favorite movies, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And
is
Kristen Bell.
She's adorable.
Awesome. Adorable. If you ever get a chance, go to YouTube and you look up Kristen Bell Sloth. And it's her husband, who she's married to Dax Shepard. She got like teeth work done or something. She was coming down off the gas, you know, like she was, and she, or something like that, and he got her a sloth because it was her birthday or it was a gift to her, and she loves sloths. But the video is so adorable, watching her love like this sloth, and she's like crying and laughing and stuff. But anyway, she's a huge animal rights person. But do yourself a favor, go to YouTube and just look that up. It's awesome. It's extremely funny. And but yeah, she's really cool. She's a vegetarian. That could be a deal breaker, though. I like my hamburgers. So
I can deal with vegetarian. I can't deal with vegan.
Yeah, no, I don't know. No. And just get out of here with that. Does a lot of volunteer work. You know, she actually helped doing volunteer work in Brazil, actually helped deliver 2 babies while she's down there. Mm. Not at the same time, I don't think. Also has a lazy eye. See, it's a theme. It's starting to be a theme. So, she played on an all-boys baseball team for 2 years while in middle school. She grew up in Huntington Woods, Michigan, which I believe is a suburb of Detroit. Also in high school, she worked at a TCBY. You remember TCBYs?
Dude, the country's best yogurt.
That's right. That's right. Actually, I never knew what that stood for, because we didn't, up where I'm from in Minnesota, we don't have them. But I know of it. I would see commercials. And then the last night, my wife was like, yeah, the country's best yogurt. I'm like, hey, that's the initials. Oh, that's what that stands for. Like, I'm a moron. Here's one that you'll love. When asked by Empire Magazine if she considers herself a gamer, she replied, you know, I used to be so much. When systems first came out, I was all over, like regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega, and N64. My N64 was the only thing I couldn't leave without in college. She cited her favorite N64 games are GoldenEye and Mario Kart 64, which, yeah, that's all you need for N64. So that's pretty cool. So we could hang out and play games. So I'm pretty excited.
It's kind of the dream, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the dream. Unfortunately, she's married, and so am I, so we can't, part of that dream's over. But she's married to Dax Shepard, and they met at a birthday party for a mutual friend. Just kind of an interesting little nugget.
Sidebar, when I was in college, I knew a girl who had a lazy eye when she drank, and my friends called her Chester Copperpot. it's a Goonies reference.
Oh, I think we're gonna get some people mad at us this time. I'm sorry.
You can move on if you want.
No, yeah. She aspires to be a stand-up comedian, and I think she could do it because she's really funny. She's in a new show. My wife and I started watching it. The Good Place, it's called. We watch on Hulu because we don't watch any, you know, normal TV. We always watch things after.
Yeah, it's a really funny show.
Yeah,
actually.
It's really funny.
Ted Danson's in it.
Yeah, Ted Danson's in it, and it's like she dies and she's in heaven, or what, you know, called The Good Place, and she's really funny because she's not supposed to be there, and like she always says bull shirt because they can't swear, so bull shirt and what the fork.
She went to Arizona State University.
Ooh,
which should say enough right there.
That says right there. Yeah, they're pretty there. So, well, good. Also voted best looking girl in her senior year in high school, which I could see that. So, okay, there's my number two, Jim. How about you? What's your number two?
Okay, my number two. My number two gives me feelings.
Okay.
When I see a picture
of her,
my heart.
Wait, everyone, put on some soft, nice music. Okay, Jim.
Light a candle.
Go. Yeah, light a candle.
Play some Dave Matthews.
Right.
Baby Under the Table and Dreaming.
Oh.
Start to finish.
Nice.
Light a bat.
I'm going to start crying.
For those of you scoring at home,
yes.
The last name is RETAKJOWSKI. It's Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, yes. Yes, very difficult name to spell and say.
Yep.
But she's a very pretty one.
If you're not familiar with Ms. Ratajkowski, she was in the 2013 Blurred Lines video by Robin Thicke.
Yeah, I think that's
if
where
you
she
have
came
not. From. Yeah, I think that was her claim to fame. It is very not safe for work if you're going to Google it. There's two versions.
Right.
One where she's wearing clothes, one where she is not.
Right.
And she was also in Gone Girl. She played Ben Affleck's mistress. She was in the Entourage movie where she played herself. Mm-hmm. And she was in this movie called We Are Your Friends with Zac Efron. So she's trying to get into the acting role, but she's mostly a model.
Hmm.
But she gives me feelings.
Feelings. Do you want to just end that there?
I kind of want a moment.
Okay.
For those of you who are Googling right now,
yeah,
you're welcome.
Welcome. Just please be careful. We don't want anyone to get fired at work. Just be careful.
No, probably don't do it at work. Probably you can do it on your phone if it's not on the company Wi-Fi, maybe. Yeah,
right.
I'm helping you out. I'm here for you. She could have been my number one.
Okay.
But I bumped her down to number two because I went a little more wholesome on my number one.
Me too.
Good for you. Oh. What if we had the same one? Wouldn't that be dreamy?
I'm starting to have a feeling we do. But well,
it'd be like when I look at the stars and learn if you're looking at the same one.
Oh, sometimes I lay in bed, Jim, and I look up at the sky, you know, out the window, and I wonder if you're looking at the same star I am.
Are you just gonna repeat what I said or what?
No, I just repeat. Never mind. But I just wonder.
Okay, what do we do now? Did you number two already? Was
yeah, Kristen Bell was.
Oh, your number two.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, so is it my number one? Should I go or should you go?
I'm gonna go.
All right, go. Are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm actually going.
Oh,
I'm done
okay.
With it.
Well, see you later.
My number one is she had her claim to fame. She was Lila Garrity on television's Friday Night Lights, Ms. Minka Kelly.
Oh, is that Mrs. Jeter?
She did date Jerry.
Oh, they didn't
Garrett
get married.
Jeter.
They did not get married.
They did not get married. They're not together now.
Okay.
She dated Jeter for a while. For those of you Googling Minka Kelly right now, you're also very welcome.
Okay.
Friday Night Lights, she was the big star in that one, and then she did Parenthood for a little bit, and they were the same writers who wrote for both shows. She was in the very, very, very end of 500 Days of Summer. Her name was Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
She was in The Roommate, which is kind of like a PG-13 single white female. And she dated Jeter. She is the only child of the former Aerosmith guitarist Rick Dufay. And her mother was a stripper.
Okay.
True story. So Rick Dufay He didn't, like, not be part of their lives. He didn't ditch them, but he wasn't actively in her life, I guess.
Okay.
So she basically traveled around with her mother as a young child. And then while she was doing a test shoot for a modeling agency, she was approached by a former Playboy playmate who was interested in managing her. And she placed her as a receptionist at a surgeon's office who would give Minka Kelly a boob job in exchange for hours worked. She ultimately decided not to go through with the procedure, and then she got fired. The exposure to the medical field led her to school, become a surgeon's assistant, and she worked as a scrub technician. And during the 4 years she spent doing that, she continued auditioning for films and television roles, and then she landed Friday Night Lights. And she's adorable.
she's a good look. Not my number one.
She has a PhD in adorable.
Adorable. Well, good. Yeah, a little more wholesome. I like that, Jim. Got to end on a strong note here, you know. So, good. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know all that background about her. That's
I didn't know that her father was a guitarist for Aerosmith. I did not know that.
And I love Aerosmith. So, there you go. That has nothing to do with anything. Okay. So, all right. Good job, Jim. Well, my number one. Still think this woman is beautiful today and cute as a button. And from Long Beach, California. Graduate, 1993 graduate of Bayside High.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
No. Fictional Bayside High. Tiffany Amber Thiessen. As she likes to be known now as only Tiffany Thiessen, which we would have words about that. I'm like, no. You're Tiffany Amber. But
that's
a
good pick, Tom. That's a really good pick.
If you look up a recent photo of her now, she's still beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
But when she, you know, back when I was watching Saved by the Bell religiously, which I still do, it's available on Hulu, by the way, anyone who wants to know. Also on MeTV on Sunday mornings. She played the cute cheerleader, dated, Zach and was chased by Zach and Slater on the show. And she was so adorable, so sweet and innocent and nice. You always wish you could meet like someone like her. Cause just like, she was a nice person, really nice person. And it seems like she's, would be like that in real life. I don't know if that's true. Cause I don't know any of these people and they're all celebrities and they're all probably pretty crazy anyway. But, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, Kelly Kapowski. Gotta love it.
That's a good pick, man. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who was the first crush you can remember?
Like, celebrities, right? Not the girl down the street.
Like a celebrity crush. Yeah, very, very, very first crush you can remember, like, in a celebrity-wise.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Cartoons count?
Are we doing a fetish?
No, stop it.
Your call, man. It's your pick.
You know, it might be Kelly Kapowski. Like, no. I don't know. Which came first? Topanga on Boy Meets World or Kelly Kapowski?
Topanga.
Those two. I don't know which one was first, but yeah.
Those are both good picks.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to leave her off my list. She's on there, but no. But quick things about Kelly Kapowski. She beat out Jenny Garth for the role of Kelly Kapowski on Saved by the Bell.
I did love Jenny Garth.
And then they would later star together on Beverly Hills 90210 when Tiffany became a cast regular on that show. And Jenny Garth actually introduced Tiffany to her current her now husband Brady Smith, who is a friend, and so then they all read something about I guess her and Jenny Garth aren't really friends anymore, which is sad because apparently they were best friends. But anyway, my favorite thing is when she had that it was a total late 80s early 90s thing. It was like that you wear that gray sweatshirt and like you take the collar off, so like what it's like, yeah. the I don't know how what that's described as, but you know what I'm talking about. And she'd have the one shoulder down.
Yeah.
Oh, just cute. Just cute. And oh, weren't we all heartbroken when she when her dad lost her job his job and she couldn't afford to go with Zach to prom? Oh. Oh God.
Episode 13.
I need a minute. I need a minute. Anyway. Okay, cool. Well, that's my number one. Jim? That was a good list. That was fun.
That was. Since you asked, my first crush that I can remember.
Oh, sorry. Jim, what was your first crush?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh wait. Quick sidebar. Jim texted me later last week after our last show, and you I think you were going back listening to our show, and you just said, you know, I just realized how mean you are to me. And I'm sorry, but not sorry kind of thing, you know? Like, oh, I don't want to be mean, but that's it's our thing. So anyway, so what was your first crush?
Oh, I can tell you're really interested. Mine was Sloan Peterson in Ferris Bueller's
Day Off. Oh, man. Mia Sara.
Yes, Mia Sara.
Yeah.
That was my first crush. And then probably Kelly Kapowski.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the funny thing about my list is there's a kind of a theme. I like brunette girls.
Yeah.
My wife is a brunette girl.
Uh-huh.
So at least when she looks at my list, she can see some similarities there.
Oh.
Her list is two people long. One of them is Paul Walker, rest in peace, and the other one is Usher. Two people which I could not look any different than.
No. You, Jim, you do dance like Usher. No, you don't look anything like him. You know, it's funny you mention that.
No, either one of those people.
It's funny you mention that really quick. Like, Dana, my wife, was like, I don't know if I want to listen to this episode. I don't want to hear your list of girls, you know, because then, I'll get self-conscious, whatever. But all of them, with the exception of Tiffany Amber Thiessen, all of them actually have the same hair color as my wife. The blonde, the dirty blonde type. And Tiffany Amber Thiessen just goes back to me just being, you know, just a kid, you know, but we actually got in a little argument about it, but it was fine, because I pretty much said, well, I don't look like Ryan Reynolds, you know, so like, and she's like, well, that's true, and I kind of ended that, so we're fine. But hey, joking aside, Jim, I'm gonna get serious for a minute.
Lay it on.
My number one of all time is my wife.
Wow.
Yep, she's adorable. I love her, and so hopefully she didn't get mad at my list, but yeah, so there you go.
So you want to talk about the guys you have a crush on?
Yes, let's move on to the guys. This is going to be the fun one.
Can I, what girls? That was very sweet, Tom. That was very sweet.
Yeah.
What girls, what's your short list that didn't make the cut?
Well, I left them off because they're brunette, and I didn't want to get in trouble, but.
That's fair. That's fair.
Jessica Alba was one that I really like.
Yeah,
I think she's a sweetheart. Allison Brie. She was in Community and
Mad Men. That's a good pick.
Yeah, I like her. But, you know, my wife and I both like her, you know, on those shows. And then we were watching an interview with her. And I don't know if she was just hopped up on something, but she was really weird. Did a really weird. And so it kind of turned me off a little bit. You know, like, I'm like, okay. Maybe she's just a little. Like, I wouldn't be able to hang out with her, you know. But anyway, she's adorable. I actually had Michelle Obama on my list.
Wow.
Granted, she's way taller than me. It wouldn't look cool, but she is really cool, and I think she'd be so much fun to hang out with. And, she'd get probably upset about my eating habits. But anyway, yeah. That's a couple that I left off my list. How about you? What say you, James?
One of them that was always on my list that just got bumped is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah, she's adorable. Oh, our buddies. Hey. I think my buddy Scott listens, and I bet he's screaming right now. He's like, that's my number one! You know, so.
I've always loved Jennifer Love Hewitt. When I was in Tulsa for quite a long time, I never go out on Fridays. I never liked to. I just like to not do anything on Fridays.
Yeah.
And my ritual would I go to the liquor store, pick a six-pack of beer, and like the urban in town with like all the concert listings and stuff, because there was always a really good crossword puzzle, because I'm also 65 years old.
Right.
So I would go get the beer, get across, go home, watch Ghost Whisperer, and drink all the beer every Friday night. That was my ritual.
Would you get, after Ghost Whisperer is over and you were like eight beers in, would you put Can't Hardly Wait on?
Yes.
Because that's mine. That if I like had to pick like the best.
And then Heartbreak.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, but Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
She looks great in that. Yep.
Love Jennifer Love Hewitt. The one that I didn't put her on my list for two reasons. Kendall Jenner. One, because she's somewhat of a Kardashian, and two, she's just too young. But that girl is very, very attractive. She'll look better in about 10 years, but that's why she didn't make the cut. Maria Menounos almost made the list, too.
Oh, yeah.
I had a crush on Maria Menounos for a long time,
yeah.
Since Channel 1 in high school, if you had Channel 1 when you were in high school.
Wow. Well, good. All right, well, we're, holy smokes, this is going to be a long show. Just strap in, everybody, and hold on. All right.
Well, that's fine. I won't have much to say about the guys, so we can probably go through those.
Oh, I got plenty to say about the guys. Don't you worry.
I'm sure you do.
All right. Well, let's go on to our guy crushes. And I don't even want to preference anything here, but these are just guys I think are awesome. I would want to have a bromance with these gentlemen. I would even want to cuddle with them. So I started last time. So Jim, what is your number five guy celebrity?
My number five is a tribute to our friends in Canada. I have said how much I like Canada. My number five is Justin Trudeau, the 23rd Prime Minister of Canada. That is right.
Yeah, well, you know, he's not a bad-looking man.
He's a very good-looking guy.
And he says the right things, I'll say that.
He's just a really cool guy. I think he's doing a lot of really good things for Canada.
Mm-hmm.
His dad, he's kind of Canadian royalty. His dad was the 15th Prime Minister. For our friends in Canada, I'm doing really cliff note short version here of Justin Trudeau, but his dad was the 15th Prime Minister. He gained a lot of notoriety in 2000 when his dad passed away. He gave the eulogy at his father's funeral and became a little more in the public eye. He entered the House of Commons in 2008, and then he won the leadership of the Liberal Party in 2013. One of the reasons I love him. In 2016, he announced that he could aim to introduce legislation to legalize cannabis in all of Canada by the spring of 2017. He's part of the Liberal Party, which I like a lot, and I think he's doing a lot of really cool things for Canada. And he is the anti-Trump, which I also like a lot.
Well, I mean,
if you wrote and drew a person that was the exact opposite of Donald Trump, it would be Justin Trudeau.
Yeah. Or the exact opposite could also just be a picture of a rock. Either way,
I don't know that.
Yeah.
That could be a little bit too similar, actually.
Right. Smarter though. Anyway, I don't like to talk about that stuff. Remember? So, but no, that's a good pick, Jim. I like that. A little out of the box. I like that. My number five is also a Canadian. And I thought you were.
Oh, then I know who it is.
Yeah, well, we already mentioned it. We already mentioned it, but it is Mr. Ryan Reynolds.
Sure.
Deadpool himself. And I think Ryan Reynolds. I've watched him since he was on Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. Remember that show?
Yeah.
And he was hilarious on that show.
Yeah.
I don't remember him, and of course we just did a Nickelodeon show, but of course he was on Nick, and he did a show called 15, I think it was called. And he was on, and I didn't ever watch it, but I remember everyone saying, "Oh, that's the guy from Nickelodeon and stuff." But
yeah, 15 was a Canadian teen soap opera called Hillside before Nick picked it up.
There you go. Couple quick facts about him: he failed his high school drama class, which is hilarious because he's actually a really good actor. A lot of the movies he does is good. We talked about The Proposal on our rom coms episode. Really liked that movie with him in there.
Mm-hmm.
He went trick-or-treating in 2015 with his kids dressed as Deadpool. So that was
awesome.
That's pretty awesome. He has a fear of flying, which I would hold his hand if we had to go somewhere. I'm like, don't worry, Ryan, I got you. And, of course, he's one of the Ryans. I talk about the Ryans. This is the only Ryan on my list. Gosling and Phillippe did not make my list. For those of you out there who are disappointed. But I had to put one of the Ryans in my list. So, like I said, my wife's number one. you know, and I told her, I don't look anything like him. That's probably why she likes him. The reason he moved down my list, and I almost made it off my list, he's a big fan of the Green Bay Packers, and that is a problem for me. I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan. I really don't give two shits lately about football anyway, but I really just can't do it. My father would be so upset if I brought Packer fan home. So yeah, there you go. So it's kind of a shit sandwich. You got the good on each end, the Packers in the middle. So there you go. So, but yeah, that's my number five.
Good pick.
Good pick. Good pick. Okay, moving on, plowing ahead. My number four was born in Virginia, Minnesota, which is not far from Duluth, Minnesota, where I am. Just born there. He grew up in the Seattle area. But it is another guy from a superhero movie, and it is Mr. Chris Pratt. He's hilarious on Parks and Rec. Was hilarious on Parks and Rec. And he's great in Guardians of the Galaxy and the other things he does. A couple quick facts. Was homeless and lived in his van down by the river before his career took off. So that's, you know, It's kind of sad, but hey, I think he's doing okay now. I don't know if you noticed. Also worked as a stripper, going back to your stripper comments there, before his career took off as well. So if he was living in a van, if he was homeless living in a van and stripping, apparently was not very good at stripping, I would think. Avid fisherman and hunter. I like to fish, and I like people who hunt because I enjoy venison meat, deer meat. And so if he can bring
home... I do like venison.
Bringing it home, that's fine. I'll cook it up for him. Him and his wife, he's married to Anna Faris, who's also adorable. I like her too. They each had a dead bug collection before they met and have since combined their collections. So that's odd.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
That's bizarre.
But yeah, so there you go. That's claim to fame for Virginia, Minnesota. Chris Pratt was born there. I think his family moved very early in his life, so I don't think he really... I think like he was like two, you know, but yeah, it's a big mining town up there. So I think his dad was in mining. So there you go.
Chris Pratt was on my my standby list. He didn't quite make the cut, but he was there.
He's a good one. Yeah, bromance. It'd be fun to hang out with. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, what about your number four?
Well, my number four is a 29-year-old Zachary Efron.
Okay, right. All
right. Have you ever looked into his eyes, Tom? It was like the first time I heard the Beatles.
No, Jim, I haven't had the pleasure.
He became famous for his role in High School Musical, which I have never seen.
No, me either.
But I did see him in Neighbors, which was hilarious. And that's where I was like, wow, this guy's really funny, actually.
Sure.
He was in 17 again. He is going to be in the upcoming Baywatch with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which almost made my list also, but he would break me in half. I love The Rock.
Yeah.
He's like the highest paid man in Hollywood right now. He's awesome.
I love The Rock too. He's my honorable mention. I had to cut him out.
I did a lot of research on him, and he almost made the list, and then I ended up bumping him off. And then he was in We Are Your Friends with Emily Ratajkowski. So
there you go. That's a twofer.
He's just very, very dreamy. He plays comedy pretty well. Mm-hmm. He's pretty special.
Special little boy.
Special little guy.
All right. Well, what's moving on to number three? What's your number three?
My number three, because I love an accent and I love tattoos, is Sir David Beckham.
Oh, you lost me. You had me, Jim. You had me. You know, I gave you Zac Efron. You had me earlier. I was all on board. Uh-huh. And then you just really, Beckham. Get out of here.
Yep. You know what? I have a thing for tattoos and a British accent. What can I say?
Well, go ahead. Bend it like him. Let's hear it. What do you got on him?
David Beckham, Manchester United, 92-03, came to the LA Galaxy. I hate soccer, by the way. I hate soccer. It is not... He came here, played for the LA Galaxy in 07 to try to, like, boost up soccer in the U.S., and it failed miserably because it's a terrible sport. In 99, he married Victoria Adams, a.k.a. Posh Spice, and they're still married.
Yeah, you know, if he could buy her a piece of bread or something, that woman needs to eat something.
Cool.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. come on, David Beckham is a very attractive man.
He's better looking than his wife, I'll say that.
She was the only Spice who was attractive at the time.
Mel B had something about her. She's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what I want, what I really, really want. All right. Sorry, Jim. I keep it
around. That's all I got. You cannot deny David Beckham is a very attractive man.
He's an attractive man. He's a hell of an athlete. He married way under, you know, she's way out of her league marrying him. I'll say that.
I'll give you that. But, like, again, I love tattoos. If I see a girl who has a full sleeve tattoo, she automatically goes up like 3 points in my book. I love tattoos.
Well,
yeah, love it.
Well, there you go.
She'd be like average looking, but with a sleeve tattoo, she goes way up the list. I don't know why.
Does your wife have a tattoo?
She has zero tattoos, and she will never get a tattoo.
And I'm not even sure if I'm able to ask that question. I'm sorry. So, Sarah, if you listen, but, I know you don't. I'm sorry.
No, she doesn't. She's very particular now about me getting tattoos, so I have to really sell it hard. But if she gave me the green light, I would definitely have probably one full sleeve and probably a half sleeve tomorrow if I could.
Hmm. All right. Well, you know, it gets chilly those Cleveland winters. You're gonna need sleeves.
Appreciate it, Tom. Well played, sir.
All right. David Beckham. All right. Well, we agree to disagree. All right. Number three for Tom Skull, that's me, is going back to Saved by the Bell. Kelly's counterpart, Zach Morris, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Okay.
Mark Paul Gosselaar. Like Mark Paul. Big fan. That's all I got.
What do you have on Mark Paul Gosselaar? Anything?
His hair is not really blonde. He dyed his hair.
I was
going to
say, if you don't have anything, that's the only fact I know about.
Yeah, that's the one that I think a lot of people know because since he was in NYPD Blue and then, Franklin and Bash or something it's called. I forget, it's like a lawyer show that he's in currently, I think it's still on. He has brunette hair, and that's his natural hair color. He would dye his hair blonde for every single episode, all 5 seasons of Saved by the Bell. And then he had another season after that, so 6 seasons. Because they had the college years, Saved by the Bell of college years. There is a heck of a season. There's that. He's a big motorbike and race. He's a race car driver and drives dirt bikes and stuff. He's big into that. Actually, is really good friends with his co-star Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell. Favorite episode of his was the episode of Saved by the Bell was Running Zach. I don't know if you remember this, where he gets in touch with his Native American heritage and forms a close bond with a local Native American. He thought that was his favorite. It was deep. It was a deep episode. Honestly, why he's on this list, because of Saved by the Bell, I wanted to be Zach Morris. I wanted to sit there on the garbage can next to the stairs in high school with my Converse tongues hanging out and just have a huge cell phone and just be the coolest guy in the school. Or I wanted to be friends with the coolest guy in the school, which was him. So.
True. Yeah. What was the lawyer show you did?
I think it's called Franklin and Bash.
Yeah. Did you watch much of that?
No, not at all.
I didn't either.
He's also in, going back to those crappy, not crappy, they're fun, Christmas movies that we watch, like Hallmark ones. He's in one, I think it's called The 12 Days of Christmas. It's a ripoff of like Groundhog Day, like we talked about, or 50 First Dates. The girl keeps reliving the same day over, and she goes on a blind date with a guy, and it's him in the movie. And so it's a fun one too, but... Also, no, he stuck with the brunette hair there. Did not go. He doesn't go back to the blonde ever. So,
is it Christmas Day that she keeps reliving again?
It's like Christmas Eve or something. I forget. It's not.
I mean, if
good.
You relive Christmas Day over and over, would you ever want to snap out of that cycle?
No, not at all. No, I think it's just Christmas time related, and she goes on this date, and he's a really nice guy, and she's not. And so she eventually she learns to be nice. It's basically, like I said, it's the story of Groundhog Day. It's set at Christmas time. Yeah. So I forget the name of it, and I don't want to look it up right now. So. Did you do your number three? What was your number three?
Let's not relive my number three because you disagreed.
Oh, yeah, Beckham. No wonder I forgot. Ugh. All right. Number two. All right. Is it me?
I don't care. If it's you.
Sure. Don't get upset. All right. This is an old... My number two is an old guy.
I'm sorry.
He's an old guy. He's not, I mean, he's not like Warren Beatty can't read off a cue card old, but he's...
Is it Burt Reynolds?
No. God, no. Although, I love Smokey and the Bandit. But it's not Burt Reynolds. No, my number two is from Springfield, Massachusetts. It's Kurt Russell.
Oh, God.
You know we've talked about Kurt Russell many times.
I forgot you had a hard-on for Kurt Russell.
Hey, come on now. Family show. I love Kurt Russell. Him and Tombstone is Wyatt Earp. Get out of here. Who wouldn't want to hang out with him? Or him as Herb Brooks. I don't even like hockey. But when he's Herb Brooks in the movie The Miracle, you know, portraying Herb Brooks from Miracle on Ice from the 1980 Olympics. He actually looks exactly like my father in that. He has this weird plaid jacket I think my father might still own. And he had this really weird comb over. Anyway, of course, my favorite is when he plays Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China, which I know you're not a huge fan of, and we've had words about that. I love Kurt Russell. I think he's hilarious. I think he's funny. He's really cool guy. He's a baseball player. He was a big baseball player. Actually, made it all the way to Double-A baseball. But he had an injury that forced him to retire. And he was hitting .563 at the time. And for those people who don't know baseball, if you hit anything over 300%, you know, for your average, you're really good. So he was really good. So
do you have your cellular telephone on you right now?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I just texted you a picture of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn at the Academy Awards.
Oh, it's probably rough. It's probably rough. But we're not, Jim, this isn't just based on beauty, okay?
No, I've known a lot of guys who absolutely love Kurt Russell movies.
Yeah, he's awesome. He was in one of the rom-coms we talked about.
We talked about Overboard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
I love his Tarantino movies.
Yeah, see? And he's had like a second career with those things.
Yeah, yep. Tarantino's rehashed a lot of people's careers, actually.
Yeah, he's done a good job. He's also really good friends with John Carpenter, which of course, is Escape from New York, The Thing, great movie.
Yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China, and then Escape from L.A., which was not so good. And he actually auditioned for Han Solo. What about that? What if he would have been Han Solo? Yeah. Graduated from his high school with Seinfeld co-star Michael Richards, who played Kramer. It's kind of interesting. And he was voted best looking. There you go. Class is 1969.
There you go.
See? So, yeah. I think he's great. And, of course, he's one of those people, him and Goldie Hawn, have actually had a relationship that's lasted all these years. You know?
Yeah, they've been together for a long time.
Kate Hudson, who's Goldie Hawn's daughter, she's not Kurt Russell's biological daughter, but she acts like she treats him like her father, and he actually got to walk her down the aisle and everything. And they've had a great relationship. They've had a couple other kids too, and he's a cool guy. I would love to hang out with him.
Did she marry the singer of the Black Crowes?
She did. Are they still married?
I don't know if they're still married or not.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. For the baseball fans out there, which is probably just me, Atlanta Braves first baseman Matt Franco, that's his nephew. See, that baseball runs in the family because his father also played baseball. And when he stopped playing baseball, he actually played the sheriff on Bonanza for 6 years. Now, there's some trivia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my dad loves Bonanza. One year I bought him the whole collection for Christmas, and he just sits there and watches Bonanza over and over again. But yeah. Oh, I love Kurt Russell. It's Tombstone, man. How cool is Wyatt Earp in that movie? You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me. Oh, what a line.
You know, I think my problem is that I remember Kurt Russell for the movies I don't like and not all the great ones that he did make.
Which ones?
I didn't like Big Trouble in Little China, and I didn't like Escape from L.A. or Escape from Wherever.
Well, Escape from New York's the original one.
I hated
one.
Those movies.
Yeah.
And I think I hold him accountable for those instead of, like, the dozens of movies that I actually do like that I forget that I like.
Yeah. Well, he's in a lot of good ones. Escape from L.A. sucks. Okay, Escape from New York, the original
one. Yeah, it sucks.
Escape from New York, the original one, that one's fun. I mean, for the time, it was made in, like, the early 80s, you know, and it was set in a post-apocalyptic type world, you know, but,
yeah.
I thought he was
pretty
good.
Escape from the movie theater.
Zen. Oh, ooh. Nice. Woo! All right, Jim. Well, what's your, let's move on. What's your number two?
Please. You've already talked about him, Mr. Ryan Reynolds.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
I still look for Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place on Netflix, and it's never on there. That show was hilarious. He was hilarious in it.
Yeah.
And then he went on to do the classic Van Wilder, which if we ever do a top comedy, that is way up on my list.
Yeah.
He was like, when he came out with that, he was like the new Chevy Chase, like reincarnate.
Yeah.
Just hilarious. I just rewatched it the other day after a couple years, and it's still just hilarious.
Oh, it holds up.
Movie.
It holds up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. He was with your girl, Melissa Joan Hart, in the TV movie for Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, that's true.
Check that out, because it's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble.
He had a cameo in Harold and Kumar.
He did? Yes, he did.
He was in the Amityville Horror, which was like his first actual dramatic role, and he nailed it. He was awesome in that movie.
He was good in that movie.
He was, and he was awesome in Buried, too, if you ever saw that movie. It was like one camera shot the entire movie, and he had to be awesome because he was the only thing in it. Waiting was really funny. I watched Definitely Maybe when we were doing our rom-com list, and that's a good one. Smoking Aces was good. He played pre-Deadpool in the Wolverine movie before he went on to do Deadpool, which Deadpool is phenomenal.
Yeah.
He did Green Lantern, and I'm always get really mad when actors play multiple superheroes. That should be illegal. Yeah. Like when Ben Affleck did Daredevil, and then he did Batman, which both of those should have been illegal.
Right.
But I hate when actors do different superheroes. You should do one and only one. It's one universe. You can't do that.
Well, Chris Evans, another one, was in the original Fantastic Four, and now he's Captain America.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. So there you go.
It just makes me mad. But Deadpool's amazing.
No.
He was engaged to Alanis Morissette in 2004. Then he married your girl Scarlett Johansson in 2008. And then married Blake Lively in 2012. So he's got a pretty good track record there.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
And another good follow on Twitter. He's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It was like Van City Reynolds.
Yeah. So
very, 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 very funny.
Yeah, very funny. Well, good, good. Yeah, the guy's got it going for him, the jerk. You know?
<Yeah.
laughs> He'd be fun to hang out with. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Great, yeah. Hilarious.
Good, good. All right. Anything else on the Mr. Reynolds?
One time I had a dirty pair of jeans, and I washed them on his stomach. True story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cleanest pair of jeans you ever had after that.
Yep.
All right, number one.
We might have the same number one.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because who's going number one?
You go first.
My number one is an all-around entertainer, actor, producer, singer, songwriter, Mr. Justin Timberlake.
Boom, nailed it.
Boom.
Nailed it, yes, my number
is
one
is that your number one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake should be every guy's number one. That guy is effing amazing.
Oh, freaking A. I tell my wife all the time, you know, if you're gay or straight, whatever, I don't care. But I tell her, that's the one guy I'd turn gay for and leave you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Timberlake is amazing.
All right.
Let's backtrack a little bit on on Mr. Timberlake. Let's show a little respect here.
All right.
She was on Star Search.
Yep.
As a young kid, sang country songs on Star Search, went on to the Mickey Mouse Club with his future girlfriend, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Mr. Ryan Gosling.
And fellow NSYNC member J.C. Chavez.
Yes. And Kerry Russell.
Yeah.
Star of The Americans.
Yes, yes. Good move. Good show.
The youngest member of NSYNC. Only has 3 studio albums, Justified, Future Sex, Love Sounds, and The 2020 Experience.
But they're all awesome.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
I'm sure you do.
He was... had a good movie listing, too. He was in Alpha Dog, which, if you haven't seen that, that's a good flick.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde's in it. He was in The Social Network, which I think was up for Best Picture. He was in Bad Teacher, which is really funny. And now he's currently in Trolls, which is doing very well with Ms. Anna Kendrick.
Right. He was also in Love Guru, though, but we don't talk about that.
Yeah, I skipped those.
Yeah.
I'm just celebrating him. I'm not talking about...
I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah, his Garfield of movies. He married Jessica Biel in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And we're completely overlooking his Saturday Night Live career.
Right.
Which has such gems as Dick in a Box.
Right.
Mother Lover.
Correct.
His skits where he's singing alongside the street.
Those are the best. Come on down to Omelette Bale.
Come on down to Bale. Hilarious. Yeah. He does great stuff with Jimmy Fallon on his show.
Oh,
I just watched a skit the other day where they're going to summer camp and they're in bunk beds together, and I about wet myself.
Or with him.
I can't go on enough about Justin Timberlake. I need a fan.
Okay.
I need to calm down a little bit.
All
I'm
right.
going to let you take over.
Somebody get Jim some ice. Somebody get Jim some ice. All right. Well, while Jim calms down, I'll pick it up there. He loves skiing, downhill skiing, and I as well. It's so hard to get the boat up the hill, but I do love to ski. He's a big skier and snowboarder. He collects sneakers. I love sneakers. I'm basically just trying to explain why
list is just saying why you should be with Justin.
Exactly. It'd just be fun to hang with. He's hilarious. He makes me laugh. Okay, and humor is sexy, Jim.
It's true.
That's
why I was attracted to you, Thomas.
And one thing that I think is awesome is that when he is unable to fall asleep, he sings himself to sleep. Let that, Jim, let that sink in.
I wish he'd sing me to sleep.
Exactly. I got that note right there. Imagine Justin Timberlake singing you to sleep. Oh, my Lord. Good Lord. So,
Crummy River.
Oh, what about that song? I love that song. But yeah, his Saturday Night Live stuff, with Jimmy Fallon, the Barry Gibb talk show. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
When we do our SNL show on the 2000s era, oh, yeah, he's going to make my list on some of those, I'm for sure. But
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I said he asked.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, JT.
His song Mirrors, which is a really, really good song, is about the death of his grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
He's just sensitive.
Oh, sensitive. You know, and actually, you know, it'd be great for him to sing me to sleep. He actually wakes me up every morning because my wife's cell phone on her alarm is in when it goes off. It's a Justin Timberlake song.
Which song?
I forget. it's not the one. It's not the one. Shoot. Of course, I should have known that because you're going to ask me that. I forget which one, but every morning he wakes me up.
Well, it's really weird because your wife and I have so much in common,
yep.
And if she woke up to Sexy Back like I do, it would just be uncanny.
It's not Sexy Back. It's not. Oh, Justin Timberlake, bravo, sir.
I think it's also kind of interesting that we've ranted and raved about Timberlake more than we raved about any females on our list.
Yeah, I think I might have ranted and raved about all 5 men more than the women on my list.
I think you did, actually. Yeah.
And basically, because I'm very comfortable with my sexuality. I'm very happily married, And I'm very comfortable in life. I don't care what you think of me. I like these guys. I think they'd be so much fun to hang out with. And I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not.
We were watching the Oscars, and my wife was like, what did Timberlake do to his hair? He looks awful. No. Like, no. Timberlake can do anything he wants, right. And I'm going to go to the barber and tell her to give me the Timberlake on Saturday. Whatever he does, I will do.
Yeah. Give me the
He's
Timberlake.
He's like the Apple of fashion. Like, he does it and then tells me why I need to do it.
Who'd think little Justin Timberlake from Memphis, Tennessee would be this like you said, the trendsetter?
I think I have a prediction right now. Can you hear my prediction?
Yeah, let's go.
I think when, and I don't want this day to ever happen, because I think this will be the musician who passes away that will actually, like, really affect me. Like, when Prince died, you know, when people are really broken up about musicians. When Elton John dies, I'm actually going to be very upset about that. And I think Timberlake will do Elton John a version of Candle in the Wind. That is my prediction.
Oh, Jim.
He will do Candle in the Wind for Elton John.
Oh, Jim, what a list we had, huh?
I'm pretty happy with the way things unraveled. You know, I didn't agree with your Scarlett Johansson. You didn't agree with most of mine. It's fine.
Right. Like, I don't agree with most of your life.
Well, I'm glad you could be in it.
Sorry, I'm
happy about that.
I am mean to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's cool. You're only in all my wedding photos, so I only have to deal with you for the rest of my life. It's fine.
Yeah, I was there. I was the drunk guy at the bar and say, it'll never last. I give it a year. Yeah, well, my prediction was wrong. You're going strong. Good for you guys. Well, Jim, what's
glad
this?
You were there.
This
glad,
has been,
glad you were there.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. Thanks for the tacos. Well, this has been fun. This has been a long episode. Let's wrap it up here. Okay, Jim, what are we going to be doing next week? We're both very excited for this episode.
Top five breakfast cereals, and I have eaten so much cereal in the last 3 weeks prepping for this. I'm really excited. I like to eat cereal for breakfast, and then before I go to bed, I have a snack of cereal, a different box, just to test it out. I'm pretty excited.
You're like a little Jerry Seinfeld over there. That's all he eats is cereal, I think. That's good. Jim, it's going to be an awesome episode. A friend of mine at work suggested, you guys should do breakfast cereals. And I was like, yeah, I think we should. And I mentioned to you, and you were like all on board. So it's like, we had to bump it up in the rotation. So I'm excited. So that's going to be fun. So we will see you guys next week. But first, if you want to, we like the comments and stuff. And rate us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you find your podcasts. I know we're on a lot of them, so that's good. And you can reach out to us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And you can email us on the Gmail, tomandjimstop5@gmail.com. We'll see you next week for Top 5 Cereals. And, Jim, I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes.
Please don't.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. See you later, buddy.
Bye.